Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Gosh, it's the Friday the 13th, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning.
You're looking very stylish
today. Good morning, everybody. You know, I feel like, we're kind of going through, you know, the mask and praying for those who are affected with coronavirus. Your show yesterday had a lot of people who have survived it. And what that felt like, and I'm hearing, counts as well from some of our personal friends as well. All right, today it looks like, according to this National Weather Service, 100% all-day showers. And then tonight, with our highs of 49, overnight lows will be 36. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny, then slight chance of showers with a high of 54, and overnight lows of 44 with 40% chance of showers. Sunday, 50% of showers, and then going on a lighter scale with our highs of 55 and our overnight lows of 45. That's the weekend forecast here, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. You and I forgot to do something this morning.
What?
You want to do our fist pump?
Boom.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Fist pump.
If, you know, one of these days we do have our camera in here.
I'm sure it'll happen.
We're kind of like walking a tightrope. Do we? Do we not? I mean, there's something about, why do you want to see live radio with a face behind? I mean, just your imagination. And so many things today, we're kind of losing that make-believe imagination. Except, of course, when you see Mandalorian. Now, if you're imagining what it is,
I don't know. People might like to see me on my Green Arrow costume I'm wearing today, or I think that, you know, we come in on dressed differently, and you as Princess Leia. We watched Star Wars the other night.
Yeah, we did. We wanted to watch the original so we could get up with Mandalorian.
We got Han Solo across from us here.
Yeah, exactly.
You may. So good morning,
buddy.
Good morning,
buddy. Jim from Haven Humane, and our pet of the week moment. Yeah,
you got Fiona.
Fiona with
us. I've got Fiona here dressed as Chewbacca.
Yeah, there's Chewie. Chewie.
All right, Fiona. Who are you really?
Well, Fiona is an 11-month-old lab mix, absolute sweetheart of a puppy.
She is.
Yeah. She is, yep.
She does good with kids, with adults, with other dogs, with cats. As far as we know, anyway, she's just been stellar with everybody.
She hasn't been taught to hate. No, she's just got love.
Yep. Nothing but love from her. She is absolutely a joy to be around.
Aw. Well, okay, how are things going over at Haven Humane? Tell us what's up.
Well, things are still moving forward. We're back in this purple tier thing, so even stricter with our appointments and stuff now. So that's the way to come in and see animals is
right
through appointment. We just started our Stuff the Bus toy drive, so that takes $25 off any adoption fee if you bring us in a new unwrapped children's toy. And we have Giving Tuesday coming up. Most of our fundraisers this year have been canceled, or all of them so far, I think.
All of them.
Giving Tuesday.
No, you
is
had
a good day.
You did have a golf tournament
thing. Yes,
in July, but it was outside. Yes, it was with half the people that you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay. All I'm seeing is all of a sudden there's Fiona's head comes up, Fiona's head comes down, and now she's licking my ankle.
Yeah, did I mention she's 11 months old? Yeah, she's a puppy.
Well, she's sweet, though. You can tell she has a very sweet
disposition. I held my hand out underneath the table, and, oh, let me come over there and, oh, muzzle, yeah, you know, nuzzle you and then lick your fingers and all that. She's just a cutie.
She is.
All right, so what does this mean today? How are we doing with the shelter so far? Because I know at one time you were more limited or had lesser dogs to be adopted. How are we now?
We're still about half capacity right now, and we're keeping ourselves that way because of the coronavirus stuff. Because we just never know when we can expect to suddenly be flooded with animals that we just have to hold on to while owners are sick or things like that.
Wow.
So we're just trying to play our cards smartly and make sure we have space when we need it.
Comes up, looks around.
That's interesting because if somebody, there is an influx, of course, we're knowing of, you know, the coronavirus. If somebody just can't, they have to go to the hospital and they don't have anybody. Haven Humane help out that way?
We do, yeah.
So you're able to take a dog for maybe a limited period of time, like a 2-week, and say, we'll hold them, or how does that work?
Well, I have to be very careful how I phrase it.
Okay.
It's not like we're not a boarding facility.
Of course you're not.
So you can't just call us and say, hey, I'm going to the hospital. Need this. You need to take care of my dog.
So you have to be a big supporter of Haven Humane. Let's look on the donor list.
It's usually a call from another agency in town that
okay.
you know, this person ended up in the hospital. It's an emergency situation.
I got it.
Take this dog. That's how we end up with them.
See, this is the wonderful thing about a community working together.
That's cool that because they'll say, hey, you know, they've got a dog or two dogs or a cat, and they're going to be in the hospital, it looks like, for a little while.
So, and I can speak for that, you know, sometimes when you go to the hospital, you don't realize that you're going to be in the hospital. I mean, you go to emergency and the next thing you know, and it happened to me, so I know it can happen to other people. Like, you have to be hospitalized and you're like, what? Meanwhile, if you're alone, luckily I had Carl, but if you're alone, this is a perfect situation. This is why we're saying this morning we do Pet of the Week. We partner with Haven Humane because every well-run or every, you know, it's part of the mechanics of moving forward in a community where you have a really good animal shelter, you're working towards no kill. This is why you need donations. This is why, you know, you have wonderful volunteers like you, Jim, who's the shelter manager.
I'm
not a volunteer. We work with a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers. But you do need funds.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Always
to feed Fiona.
To feed Fiona and
hey, Fiona.
Get my arms massaged after I do Pets of the Week.
Yeah.
How about a couple other highlights before we take a break?
Let me just talk about Fiona a little bit more because I think she's the biggest highlight of my week right now besides, you know, telling you to give us money. But she is, like I said, about 11 months old. She just got returned from one adopter just because they didn't have the energy for her, but they reported that she was great with their kids, with their other animals, just a perfect dog, except for they were a little more sedentary than she was.
Yeah,
but
she's got a lot of energy.
She does have a lot of energy.
But, you know, I think just like anybody else, once you experience or put her in a calm situation that is like a what do you want to call it, when you have a routine.
Yes.
Dogs love routines.
Dogs are creatures of habit. If you mess up anything in that habit, then they
start
getting upset. And she needs a yard or she needs to be walked and ran every day.
Yeah.
So if you've got kids that are in that 12, you know, year old range, they could take her and put her through it, and then but she's just adorable, and she's friendly, and she's a puppy, and she's a slim lab. She's not like a heavy lab.
She's a mix for sure. Yeah. She's got a little bit longer coat. But yeah, very, very good girl, just ready to go out and play and have some fun with her family.
That's right. In fact, wants to run you down the street right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks,
thank
Jim.
Thank you so much for being here. And let's get Fiona adopted. And of course, you can change that name immediately.
You could be
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you can go to Facebook as well and become a friend and also donate to Haven Humane. I'm on their Facebook page right now, and it's showing some of the pets, as well
Fiona.
As Lost Pets, which is really another wonderful service of pets, that kind of thing. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. That's right. Sleep Number's having a big sale.
Veterans
Day sale. You know, last night.
We need.
Well, it was a long day yesterday, and but when you crawl into your Sleep Number bed, and I just my bed, my Sleep Number setting was 55 last night.
And I actually went up to 65 because I'm in
Sleep Number setting.
Yeah, exactly. My Sleep Number setting is 65, but I switch around. So 35 one night, but last night was 65. So I don't stick with the number, but many people who are stay in a comfort zone, I test it.
And now, during the final days of the Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing, exclusive offers available for military members also. Ends Monday. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Only at Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
A bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops, or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-456-7730. We're having a business, new business in here. I'm going to talk to them a little while. And then at 8 o'clock, it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. We have Dr. Danuka, Pramila Danuka, will be joining us then to talk about that and discuss some of the new ways they have found of early detection of lung cancer.
She'll be here today?
Today.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, because I was just on and it was talking about some early signs of what detections and indications and symptoms exactly. And we were talking with...
We'll talk with her because Shasta Regional has got a new procedure that can pick up lung cancer a lot earlier, which is going to save a lot of lives here. We had a total, in the last 2 days, we've had three or four different local businesses into our house. Do you want to talk about them since you're the one that runs this whole thing?
Well, so this whole thing, I think I told you weeks ago, I was at my parents' house and it started, I think basically started then, where I lost my keys in my parents' house. Because, you know, you have to, if you have a fob, Mike, I have a 2017 Nissan. So if you have a fob, you can't drive your car unless you have the fob. So it means I got home driving my mother to some kind of thing. And this is in, they live in Sacramento or otherwise Granite Bay. Anyway, so we turned, I'm not kidding you, that you know how you get that sick feeling? So I had my 87 and 89 on their knees, looking, turning over, flipping mattresses, looking every which way. And again, and my dad actually combing through the garbage, et cetera, and we could not find my keys, which had your truck keys on it, house keys, my car key, the storage key, everything.
The extra truck key. Yeah.
Anyway, so it started with that. So we, Mimi Mosley had told us about this guy named Alonzo. So, Raul, Alonzo. And so we, called him. He came out. He was able to, do some, just a really astute, young.
He can put remotes together.
Total professional.
He's got everything in his truck.
So, anyway, we wanted to do a shout out to him. We had another mishap the other day.
And he was over again.
And he was over again.
Making more remotes, making more keys. Now we have so many keys to our cars that, going through the house, if you see a key, it's to one of our cars.
Now, I had on Sandra Jennings on last Thursday night, which is the astrologer, and she talked about how these planets have been in Mercury, retrograde, then they move forward, then they're back. So there are certain ones that represent certain things, and I'm thinking we must be in the house of lost whatever.
Must be in the house of confusion.
That malfunction. Because then we had Tim's mobile repair come yesterday. And again, who had been there we've been in the house 15 years. This wonderful Frigidaire stove oven, the heating element broke. And then he repaired it, which was great because I had to find the model part and all that and come to find out. Anyway, long story short, came in a couple days. He came again yesterday because I did the clean the oven and then somehow I lifted up that
heating element
and it sparked and I don't know. So he came out yesterday. Again, this is what I love about Reading. Now, if we were someplace else, it would be a 2 week, 3 week, whatever. And then you're chasing people. I love the small town atmosphere of what it is to shop local, stay local. Oh, okay. And we have speaking of local, our CPA, the Goines,
she's
just decided to be love on us today and bring some hot coffee. Lori Goine, hi, sweetie. Hot chocolate. Oh, that's so great. Is this at our CPA? And good friends. All right. So thank you.
Thank you.
So, talk about you got to trust somebody.
Big one.
So anyway, Tim's Mobile Repair, if you guys, and that's what I'm saying. If you want to look him up, husband and wife run business.
Need repairs around your house. This is the guy to do it.
Okay, so then yesterday, on the list for many, many months now, Crosscut Tree Service. This is another husband and wife run company. I mean, she does all the books and the billing and the emailing. Wonderful job. Now, we have not, we live downtown, and we do have a view when we have the trees cut or the bushes cut, the oleanders cut. From the other, we have to get permission from the business that's down that we share the other side of our fence. So once we got the clearance with that, then Crosscut, because we had, since Snowmageddon, we've had broken branches and a big digger pine and all this other stuff. So yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning, a team of three guys with the bucket that moves up and down. I don't know what that piece of equipment is called. Whatever, the bucket that moves in and what's that called, honey? The bucket. Anyway, so they came out and were there cutting branches, trimming. So cross-cut tree service. And they're also working on the Garden of Lights, which we're going to have tickets that we're going to be giving away here, not today, but very shortly. We're going to be giving some tickets away for the beautiful Garden of Lights in Turtle
Festival
Bay.
Lights. Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights. Well, I call it Garden. I think it's, okay, either one. So I had to do Alonzo's Keys, Tim's Mobile Repair, and Crosscut Tree Service. All
very
three
professional.
Yes.
Crosscut, very professional. He's got a professional team. They come in, they do the work. There's no mess afterwards. They do what you want and more. So Crosscut. Every so often we'd like to be able to talk about business. We're going to have another new business in town. It's going to be joining us at 7:30. Now, but going back to, I was told by one of the people that's been helping us that this is California, okay? You know, CARB, and they're looking at the lady who runs CARB to go in and be running the EPA under Biden. Anyway, this person bought a truck. In 2000, it was a 2007 truck. So he has till next year, 2021, to either replace it or put all the filters on it, which is like $60,000 or $70,000. And so he sends in his $1,000 for his registration for his truck. Doesn't get it. So his wife goes down and checks on it. He said, you can't get it. Your truck is out of date because it's got to be within 15 years.
Really?
And he says, no, I've got a 2007 truck. Yeah, but the engine's a 2006. So he said,
what?
Yeah. So he's got the truck is a 2000.
So it's
seven, but he's got a 2006 engine. Okay, now here's the part. They won't give him back his registration fee of $1,000. He goes, but you didn't give me my registration. Yeah, but you sent it in. But then you said that my truck was out of date. You said the engine was. You should have known that. You shouldn't have sent it in. Can you believe this? That they won't give him his registration, and then they won't give him his money back. I think this, and now he's on the hook for buying a new truck.
I'd be ticked off that I bought a 2007 with a year-old engine. Now, we do know that, so it could
that
have been.
That may be, but they bought it several years ago, and he said, that's something I probably should have, he says, maybe I should have checked on it, but when you're buying it, it's a 2007 truck, and it's, registered 2007. Then he said, when I opened up the hood and I looked at it, sure enough, it said 2006 on the engine. But does the vast majority of us, if I have a 2007 truck also, a pickup truck. If I look at the engine, am I going to know it's a 2006 engine? I mean, is it written down there someplace? I mean, it says, yeah, 2006 engine. But see, that's not even the point. The point is that he paid his registration. Nothing came back to him from the DMV saying, nope, sorry, this is, you can't do this. No, they just kept, now they've got the money and they're keeping it. To me, that seems like fraud. And I told him to call. I'd call my senator, I'd call my assemblyman. It wouldn't do us any good, but it may work for him. Call the Dollies. And, maybe he can get his money back. But now, and plus he's on the hook for another $100,000 for a truck.
Something very wrong with that picture.
There's a lot of things wrong with that picture.
Yeah, I wanted to. No, that's mine. Yeah.
Got it.
So. I know we're talking about, let's stay on the local thing.
Okay.
So your truck went into someone that we've had on our show several times. Let's talk about that business.
Vance Automotive. Another great
locally
business.
Locally owned. You know what worries me?
Save me money. I mean, it cost me money, but it saved me money. It's like Linda going out and saying, I saved you $1,000 today at Nordstrom's. And I went,
I got stuff on sale.
I said, what, they gave you $1,000 at Nordstrom? She goes, oh, no, silly.
No, I shop local.
No, I shop there, but I saved $1,000.
I shop local. I love to go to the Enjoy store. That's a plug.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I just threw Nordstrom's out there because you do go down to Sacramento.
No, you
want to
throw me under the bus.
I'm
I
not
get
throwing
it.
You under the bus. I'm just saying is how even, you know,
and
going around town, how you saved me so much money. And yet I keep looking at my bank account. I said, I don't see this $300 you saved here or $200 you saved there, honey. It's just not, I think we're being cheated. She said, no. Oh, no.
I'm smiling, by the way.
I know.
For our listeners, I'm smiling because, you know, when he has a roll, just let him have it. You know, he knows that.
Let me get going.
Yeah. We all know the truth.
Okay. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. And, of course, all the other great things that they are doing. They've been recognized by the Medicare and Medicaid services as being one of the top-rated hospitals. And when heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, the no surgical complications or low surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, hip and knee replacement, all of this under Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. A dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
And good morning and welcome to the morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday. How you all doing, huh?
It's raining, finally. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been doing this since 1993, helping veterans, seniors, business owners, families. Nobody knows more about insurance or financial affairs than Judy Maxwell and her team. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441.
And it's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios with 100% showers all day long with our highs of 49 and our overnight lows of 36. So, yeah, supposed to do lunch outside today.
Well, we'll see
what
happens.
Maybe we'll still do it under the heater lamps.
They've got heater lamps out there. You know what? Just wear your rain gear, that camouflaged rain
Absolutely.
Gear I got you, the bullfrog that you going out
the
there.
The bullfrog.
The bullfrog rain gear.
Oh, I thought
camouflaged.
That was like a sunblock.
No. Well, it's sunblock too, but it's a hunting and fishing.
Okay,
line
I'll show up on my camo today.
I'll let you wear it, and you can go out there.
In my knee high mucklucks.
There you go. Hey, we've got with us.
Speaking of an outdoor boy.
Our next door neighbor, kind of almost next door, Jason Odell from Odell Craft Barbecue. And, you know, you just opened up here. But, Jason, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
And really cool brand. You got your shirt on that says Odell Craft Barbecue that looks very much like you.
Yeah.
It does.
I just had a friend who pick some logos, and that was one of the ones.
Very cool logo. Okay, so let's talk about barbecue.
Yeah,
first of all, can I just start off?
Yes.
By saying,
yes.
That's Carl's number one passion, besides me, of course, is if he had to pick a food, if we were doing the newlywed game, what's your husband's favorite food? Barbecue. And so when you moved next door, I think it was little in Nirvana.
Awesome.
Went out there that first day and saw, there's somebody. Look at that. That looks almost like a barbecue rack, a huge one.
Space machines.
And I went, And then the next week, I came in there, and there was a young man sitting out. I got in at 6. He was already there. It wasn't you, I don't think.
No.
It was one of our Padawans down there.
And so let's talk about your business and what made you decide to actually open a storefront and during this time.
Let's see. It started off really just as a hobby probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I remember doing my first wedding. For a friend, really, for about 100 people. And the deal I said, I just said, hey, I'll do this for free. I promise not to kill anybody. And so he's like, deal. And it went super well. In fact, I still get
May get a couple sick, but not killing
exactly.
anybody.
Or a couple fans.
Yeah. And I get a lot of those weddings. I still have people come up and be like, you were at that wedding. That was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're from Anderson.
Correct. Cottonwood, Anderson area.
And you said that I've just got a little bit of, you know, before you came on.
Sure.
That your mom was a really good cook. I'm just, because we always want to know how'd you get the bug for barbecue?
Yeah, so I think it's a mixture of two things. It's the outdoor fire and a lot of camping and backpacking. And then my mom's just a great home cook. And so I grew up as a kid just being in the kitchen with her. And she would have me, you know, make tri-tip or hot dogs, hamburgers, or be inside and make spaghetti and sauces. And I just one of the things I realized as a kid is if you're in the kitchen helping, you get to eat when no one's looking.
Oh, you have to sample.
Right.
You have to sample.
You've got to make sure it's good. You know, before you serve it.
Maybe I need a little more oregano.
Exactly.
But, there's a discipline, too. I think there's something about it that is like, without disciplining, there's a discipline to cooking.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of nerdy, so I do like a lot of the science stuff. So in the last probably 5-6 years, really digging into the science side of everything and experimenting, and I've got lots of notes that I've kept in online, and a lot of my staff, we make notes of all of our cooks and keeping track of everything.
That's interesting. So when we were talking the other day, Jason, I just sat down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
It was almost your knowledge of barbecue, because I threw out North Carolina barbecue, the chopped barbecue, one of my very favorites of all time. He goes, oh, yeah, and then the mustard sauce, and he's just talking about the different things about it. You know?
I think that's one of the things I really like about barbecue, and there's a lot of fights that happen because there's so many different styles of what barbecue is, but it really kind of depends on regions, and each region is different, and depending on where you're from, I mean, your sauce, barbecue sauce might be white.
Yeah.
It might be yellow, it might be red, it might be no sauce. In some cases in like South America, you got chimichurri, which is a green sauce, which is super delicious as well. And I think it's all good. It just kind of depends on your personal preference at some point.
So now, do you have what they call the secret sauce, Jason Odell?
So I'm actually not a big sauce guy.
Okay.
I do make some sauces. My focus is really, okay, how do I take some of the simplest ingredients and make them amazing through a process? And so one of the best ones that we probably show up on is our brisket. We use a really nice USDA Harris Ranch prime brisket. Today was probably a little bit longer because of the weather, and we had a lot of brisket on there, but it's probably about 18 hours of this long, tedious process, and we're watching the fire the whole
hours.
Yeah.
And we don't smell it here. So where'd you move it?
No, it's all right there, I promise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he changed the way after we talked. You know,
I noticed it this morning. I didn't know you were going to be on this morning. I said, not smelling any barbecue.
So when you guys mentioned that, yeah, so what we did is we changed the way.
The smoke was blowing.
Yeah, exactly. So I get some backdraft coming through the firebox. And so I was like, I've noticed that. So I imagine if I pull that away, it'll come more through the smokestack. So
did you create that? Did you design that, or is it just a your thing?
I kind of took it from a couple guys. There's a guy in Austin, Aaron Franklin, Franklin Barbecue. He's amazing. He's like one of my big heroes.
Oh man,
I got to meet him. And actually, I almost didn't meet him. My wife's like, Franklin, you gotta come meet my husband. You know, it's one of those, because I'm like, hi, Mr.
Like
Franklin.
Like a rock star. Yeah. Like you're just meeting Mick Jagger or something, you know?
You know what? If you don't buy barbecue from this young man, this man is barbecue. He's just bouncing right now talking about meeting.
He loves it.
And we keep flipping on things. But let's go back to the brisket.
Yeah.
Okay, you're cooking it for 18 hours.
Yeah. And all we put on it is salt and pepper. And that's it. And so
what about the wood?
Wood makes a difference. Obviously you gotta use a hardwood. I like oak for a couple of reasons. It's pretty mellow. And there's a lot of it around here. And I've recently kind of gotten into the black oak in this area. I find it's a little bit sweeter and you get some nice caramely notes off of it. So then the process, it's about, for us then about, from start to finish on that brisket, and, you know, making a lot of judgment calls by feel. This is why training these guys takes a really long time of, like, when do we wrap it? And do we increase temperature? Do we lower temperature? How do we trim it? When do we pull them off? Like, all these kinds of things. And it's a lot of it's by feel, really. I don't use temperature more than just kind of figure out what's going on with our brisket and how it feels on the inside.
So what you're doing is then you're literally putting your hand on the brisket.
We're lifting them up. We're feeling them. And you can kind of feel, like, the tenderness and where it's getting tender, where it's not. And So it's kind of – so really, it's super process driven. And what's interesting about the fire and wood that we use, we're pulling a very clean smoke, which is different than a lot of other smokers. So the smoker we have is called a stick burner. We use real oak logs that we burn, and we're burning them actually a pretty high temp. So it's usually probably about 600-700 degrees in the firebox. But because of lack of efficiency, which is what we want, when it gets in the cooking chamber, we can get it somewhere anywhere from like 250 up to 300, depending on what we want.
Mm-hmm. Did you take your firebox to the wedding?
Some of the weddings I have cooked on site.
Because I can imagine being at this wedding and all of a sudden see this big old, it looks like a submarine.
It totally does.
It is.
I get two responses. Either people really want it there or they don't at all.
Because you can't put, yeah.
We're here with
There's no way addressing that up.
We're here with Jason cool. Odell from Odell's Craft Barbecue. And this is just going to be a 15-minute, it's a business. But now we're holding him over because there's too much more information that we need about barbecue.
Sounds like wine tasting.
Because we still haven't got into the different sections of the country, the types of barbecue. And I really like to hear that because I'm thinking as California's more eclectic. But don't say anything till we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Redding Home Helpers. Redding Home Helpers was established over 16 years ago by Sharon Clark. The business has continued to expand for one reason, because she gives amazing care to her customers. Her customers are like family to her. And during this COVID crisis that we've run, and she's been having to expand even faster and faster to help take care of people. She's looking for amazing caregivers, either full-time or part-time, that would like to work with Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. But I guarantee you, you will not be sorry if you work for Redding Home Helpers. And if you need any assistance at home, whether it's an hour a day or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. We'll be right back with Jason Odell.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott and... this portion of the show brought to you by...
Well, happy Friday, everybody. And if you're thinking about, ooh, Christmas, you know, I'm going to just say it right now. I drove through Naked Coffee this morning, and I told our girl there, our Christmas tree is up. No shame. No shame. Because when we do a little... we may be doing a little drive trip if we come back from our drive trip. And I just don't want to be all freaked out about December screaming up on me. So... Four Winds Jewelry, if you're looking for a bauble or you're thinking about something, watch repair, cufflinks, I don't care what kind of gift that you want for whoever it is, you're going to find it at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been sponsors and supporters of us since we started on the air, going on 11 years, December 14th.
There we are.
Okay.
Hey, we're here with Jason Odell from Odell Craft Barbecue. And, you know, usually we just do a 15-minute, but there's, you know, between Linda and Jason.
Well, I find it fascinating.
So let's pull it back because we got, like, three things we want to talk about. One is there a specific type of barbecue for the Redding area that people really like?
Oh, tri-tip.
Tri-tip.
Oh, tri-tip's big, right? And, I mean, you see it all the time. Every gas station on Fridays or various places are cooking up tri-tip, and we do it pretty well, I think. So it's a very classic, just a nice dry rub. And a lot of guys use the Santa Maria grills, which are great, too.
So you're cooking in the back. Let's just tell our listeners so they can get a visual.
Yeah.
You're cooking in the back of Market Street here, where we're located. Of course, you're on Market Street. And you're our next-door neighbor.
Yep.
You're in the back with something that looks like a spaceship submarine, like it probably an old Russian thing that's been hacked up and,
yep,
you know, all these parts that you put together, and it's really cool. You got two going on. I think I saw two.
Currently one. I do have another one at my house.
Okay. So anyway, so let's talk about then what happens when you cook that for 18 hours.
Yeah, the brisket. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so what's the next step? Because you have a storefront now, and I see all different kinds of guys and I don't know if they're girls or guys, whatever, people that are in the back, and okay, what's happening?
Yeah. So we cook our brisket 18 hours, and then we actually got to let them cool because they come off really, really hot. We're looking anywhere from 200 to 210 degrees. Again, just really feeling until it's tender, which happens to be somewhere in that range. So that we got to cool them down so we can actually eat them before we slice them into. And then they go into a warmer. While that's happening, we start putting on our other meats. So our pork butts, we got ribs on today for lunch service. Yeah. And then a tri-tip and chicken as well. And we get those cooking while the brisket is actually cooling down.
Now, let's talk about open fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is something that we saw on a chef show, and they talked about open fire. And when we mentioned it, boy, you know,
oh, yeah,
Jason,
you knew all about
Jason
him.
Levitated off the chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a Netflix documentary that came out, the Chef's Table barbecue series.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guys use a category called live fire,
Okay. Which
is where you're using some form of real wood. So you're not using charcoal. You're not using gas or anything like that. And you're cooking – either you're cooking it down and then making your own coals and using that to cook with, or you're just putting on logs, and that's that's like a Aaron Franklin style, and that's what we do. But you got Tootsie out of Lexington, which is a small little town, which would be like Cottonwood. And she's open one day a week. one of the best Texas places. I think she was rated best in Texas in like 2014. Mm-hmm. Line out the door, starts at 8 a.m. And she has a day job from Monday through Friday.
She's an older lady too.
85 years old, I believe.
Yeah.
And she's been doing it for 50 years. She's amazing. Mm. And so she shovels coal all night, starting at 1 o'clock in the morning. Making her barbecue.
Yeah, so that's the live fires when you're using the wood and taming it,
Exactly. Yeah, and you're starting with just real wood, cooking it down, and that's where a lot of the flavor is. Mm-hmm. It's using a lot of high oxygen, so you're actually getting a much cleaner burn and more better combustion out of your wood. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about your storefront again. So you cook the 18 hours.
Yeah.
You're letting it cool. You put on your next meat.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the people? Let's talk about the operation and what do people do, because we've got 5 minutes.
Yeah,
because
you're not open all the time.
I want to hear
So currently
your storefront.
So currently what we do is we're open for the public on Fridays only, mm-hmm. because of the immense amount of cooking that we got to do. And with everything kind of going on with the economy, it's best for us to be open one day a week right now. From 11 o'clock to 7.
Ooh.
And there's two ways to do it. I mean, you could obviously walk in, you could call in, or we got an online system. You also order online with enough heads up and go through a pre-order that way. Also, I mean, for years now, we've been doing catering. So we're still doing some catering or some drop-off stuff. We had some people do some pickup for some small events yesterday, actually. So you could always just message us, get online on our website, send in an inquiry, and we'll go back to
So if I wanted to say I was going to have whenever COVID's over, because that's bound to have had an impact on everybody's catering business.
Yeah.
But when this thing is over and I want to have 30 people and I say, hey, yeah. Jason, I want tri-tip for 30.
Yeah.
And or ribs.
And or ribs.
Ribs,
or,
yep.
I want to have enough tri-tip and ribs for 30 people.
Yeah. So, that's all I need to know, and then I'll shoot you a quote.
Okay.
And we got some sides, too. So my mom makes some of our sides here. She makes a lovely potato salad.
Ooh.
She's got these rolls that we bake that I actually have someone else do with her recipe.
Wow.
And she comes in once a week and does the potato salad for us and the lemon bars.
Ooh.
And they're amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So
she's
going to
be so proud of her boy.
So now some people are going, damn, I want some barbecue now.
Yeah.
So they come on down here to
1300 Suite 102, right next to Kobe.
Right next to Kobe, and if you see KCNR at 1326, you've gone too far. Yep, but they're right next door to us, so you can park in front and walk in and say, I think I'd love to have some brisket and potato salad.
There you go, yeah.
Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and the way we work our line, too, is with the meat, we just sell it by the weight. So you just tell me how much you want to do, we just weigh it right there.
Really?
Yeah, if you just
That's
want
a, great idea.
A quarter pound, half pound, full pound. 5 pounds. I have some single guys who will buy a couple pounds for the week.
So here's your, this is a really big deal for you. Open your storefront during mm-hmm. COVID.
Yep.
Have a successful following. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself a year from now? What's your goal? How can we help you? Let's put it out there in the universe.
Okay, cool. Yeah. A year from now, I see our catering business actually like being able to cater some of these large events that we were planning to do this last year, 400-600 people type events.
You could do a 500 person.
Yeah, we actually had one booked in March right when the shutdown happened in Chico. It was
so you can do large then. You're not just 30 or 40. You're up to in the hundreds.
Oh yeah. Our catering business is set up to do about 200-500 people. I have another smoker that I have at my house that I just keep at my house mm-hmm. that we could on a trailer that we can pull out on site. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So do you put on your menu? Because I haven't seen it yet. Like the different woods.
So right now I only use this black oak.
Okay.
That I think it's one of the best oaks. It's really easy to find around here. And it's with the brisket, it's really money. It's really sweet.
Oh, man.
So.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jason O'Dell from O'Dell's Craft Barbecue.
Craft Barbecue.
Craft Barbecue. And it's amazing that this young man has all this knowledge and this excitement. How could you not buy barbecue from O'Dell?
Well, you're going to get to try it today, Carl. That's fabulous.
I am.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's his thing. So this is exciting.
You know what? I've had some great barbecue from all over.
Also,
from the South.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a tri-tip kind of boy too, though, and ribs. So Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and good luck, and thanks for taking time, because I know you're out there flogging those guys out there in the rain. You're going over and going, turn that. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Pamela DeNuca will join us, and it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a lot of things about lung cancer that... new things are happening, new ways of detecting lung cancer, but we're going to be talking about that when we get back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Getting underway today in Georgia, a manual recount of the votes cast in the presidential election, and there are new developments from another of the battleground states.
The traditionally red state of Arizona has shifted to Biden's win column, according to the Associated Press and other news organizations. But the president continues to dispute the election results. His campaign's lawsuit in Arizona seeks a halt in the certification of ballots in Maricopa County, the state's most populous county. The president's team says it isn't seeking a recount, it's asking for the counting of ballots that it contends were never tabulated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Chicago's mayor calling it a matter of life and death. With the number of coronavirus cases surging around the country, in Chicago, a one-month stay-home order will kick in on Monday.
Stay at home unless you must go out for essential reasons, like work or school, medical visits, or to get food.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying the order will be enforced. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer urging people to forget about those big holiday gatherings.
Thanksgiving is going to look different this year. It just has to. Medical experts across the country strongly recommend that we do not host Thanksgiving with people from outside of our own households. I know this will be hard, and unless we get our act together right now, we could be hitting our daily peak of deaths in Michigan come Christmas.
The U.S. recorded another daily record of just over 150,000 new infections yesterday. Two people are dead following an explosion this morning happened in the maintenance area of a VA hospital in West Haven, Connecticut. On Wall Street, the Dow up 203 points, the NASDAQ ahead 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/trial. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/trial. That's bamboohr.com/trial.
France is marking 5 years since 130 people were killed by ISIS terrorists in a series of coordinated attacks in Paris. The BBC's Lucy Williamson says the French Prime Minister presiding over a solemn ceremony.
Jean Castex will today follow the silent map of remembrance etched permanently into this city. From the football stadium targeted by suicide bombers to the bars sprayed with gunfire through their windows, to the restaurants where people cowered under tables, to the Bataclan, site of France's worst attack outside war. At each place, they'll lay a wreath and hold a minute's silence. No speeches, no crowds.
The ceremony scaled back because of the pandemic. Pakistani and Indian troops trading fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir, killing six people, wounding others on both sides, amid increasing tensions between the South Asian nuclear-armed rivals. News and analysis, townhall.com. Country's biggest warehouse club tightening its face mask rules for members.
Beginning Monday, Costco will end its exemption of face masks due to a medical condition and require everyone entering the store to cover up either by a face mask or face shield. The new rules will not apply to children under the age of 2. Costco's required face masks since May, but company officials say in light of the recent surge of COVID-19, they say the added safety is worth whatever inconvenience it may cause members as they strive to provide a safe shopping environment and a safe workplace for employees. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The rising cost of food and energy leading the way as wholesale prices rose last month, up 0.3%. Food costs rose 2.4%, the biggest increase since a 5.6% surge in May, and that was tied to shortages caused by the pandemic. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 221 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. Friday the 13th. It's raining. It's 2020. What else could you want except that if you look up in the sky, you see this comet going by. I just want everybody, it's going to come to the left-hand side of Earth, so I think everybody should, in about 10 minutes, lean to your right and kind of lean to the right, kind of move the axis just a little bit. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional
now,
Medical Center.
Now, if you're just listening to our show this morning, you know that we're just teasing, because many a beautiful thing. People are born on Friday the 13th. There's beautiful things that can happen on the 13th. And lots of wonderful special occasions that just happen to fall on a Friday. And it is,
You're
up.
You're cursed.
Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a beautiful day with highs of 49, 100% chance of showers today. Tonight will be lows of 36. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny, then slight chance of showers with our temperatures around 54 and overnight lows of 44. And then Sunday, chance of showers and slight chance of showers with a high of 56 and overnight lows of 45. And that's our weekend forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Now, how much of your life, of your time, over the last 13 years, have you spent, after I've said something, trying to explain it? Oh, he didn't mean that.
Well, I just think if you're listening, this is my thought. If you're listening at 8 o'clock and you tune in, that was doom and gloom. And I've had enough of doom and gloom.
It was a joke. It's Friday the 13th. I said, if you look up in the sky, there's a comet coming
it's
to the left of us,
and
everybody needs to lean right.
Okay,
come
what's
on.
Cute? Okay, ha, ha, ha. There you go. I'm funny. Okay, honey, ha, ha, ha.
Okay, let's have an impartial witness. Dr. Pamela Danuka is with us today.
Hi.
Now, did you think that was humorous? Did you think I was serious?
I was laughing away when you both guys were having
we're going back and forth.
Back and forth.
I know. Well, we're doing it with our tongue in cheek and a smile on our face.
No,
really.
That's wonderful. See, it just reflects you both are married. That's all.
Yeah. We're married. There you go.
You're compensating each other, so that's perfect, right?
Okay. Dr. Pamela Danuka is with us from Pace Cancer Center, and she's been, last month, cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness, and then this month, lung cancer awareness. And she comes in and we talk about this. We talk about the new things that are happening, new ways of diagnosing it, and this and many other things that come up during the conversation. But good morning.
Good morning.
Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
This month.
And so talk to us about lung cancer.
Okay, so first bright thing, like Linda said, the bright thing is from previous years, last year's forecast for lung cancer mortality. Lung cancer is number one cause of cancer mortality in U.S.
Really?
Yes. So the numbers have decreased. So that's the cheer part here. From average, usually 250,000 This year is less than 225.
Do you think that's because of the decrease of smoking?
That's absolutely correct, Linda. Most of the people are giving up smoking. And so even the ones who are long-term smokers, they are making an attempt and they're mm-hmm. giving up, and it's helping a lot.
Okay.
So I think this is definitely success of everybody's effort trying to encourage and educate people to quit smoking.
The vaping and the, you know, that doesn't help.
See, what's happening is these businesses, the biggest smoking company, I forget the name, it was bought over by the vaping company. They bought the vaping company because the smoking is going down. They bought the vaping business. Okay?
Yeah, like Philip Morris or
something like that. Yeah. So they were the ones who were doing it, and they took over the vaping business. Why? If they didn't see potential in it, do you think they'll buy, put so much money in it? No, right? So there is a big push all over, and especially here in our area in California, of trying to from these companies, from trying to get the kids addicted to vaping. And
did they make
in the name of, and that is all in the name of, it, vaping is helping people quit smoking.
Well, is vaping...
Ironic, right?
So what vaping is essentially is people are smoking. And does it have tobacco in it, or does it have other things?
It doesn't have tobacco, but it has other chemicals in it. And when you talk to a kid, they will tell you it's just water vapor. If it's just water vapor, why are you smoking in the first place?
Are you still with vaping, inhaling? Are you, like, when you're sucking on the whatever the vape thing is, because I've never done it. I have smoked a cigarette in my life, but I don't know about vaping. So are you taking it like a cigarette and inhaling it?
Yeah, it's basically the when you open that pen or whatever, the vapor comes out.
And it goes in your lungs like you're...
And you inhale it.
Okay.
And there are chemicals in that thing, vapor that is going into your lungs. So it's not exactly the same like smoking thing or the nicotine or the chemicals the cigarette has, but mm-hmm. it has other chemicals, addicting chemicals that your body is inhaling, mm-hmm. and it's going in your lungs.
So, well, it's according to the Mayo Clinic, and I'm sure I just want to say this for the listeners, what it says, lung cancer typically doesn't cause signs and symptoms in its earliest stages.
That's correct.
Signs and symptoms of lung cancer typically occur when the disease has advanced. Signs and symptoms of lung cancer may include a new cough that doesn't go away, coughing up blood, even a small amount, shortness of breath.
That's correct.
Chest pain, hoarseness.
Yep.
Losing weight without trying, bone pain, and headache.
If it is spread outside to the area where it started, brain is one common site where the cancer travels to. So headache can be a first sign sometimes in late detected cancers.
So what is it, when you're saying that it's the number one cause leading cancer in America, because we get, like, you know, we get the mammograms and we get the colonoscopy. How do you test for this?
See, that was our biggest problem. For longest time, we didn't have any, and even right now, it's not perfect situation. We don't have good measures for early detection of the cancer. Most of the time when we find this cancer, it's always late. And late means we cannot save the patient, and mortality is high because of that also. So early detection is a big deal, especially for this. We are doing a little bit better in terms of detection in the sense that now most of the insurances are allowing for screening in high-risk patients. High-risk means you have more than 30 years of smoking history, and even the patients who have quit within last 15 years, they are also included, and they have no symptoms. Because once you start having symptoms, it's already late, right? So what they are doing is, in the people who have a risk of having this, and there is an age group between 55 to 75, if 70, we extend it. So if they are in that age group, then we are able to do screening, which means asymptomatic patients can get CAT scans done, and which is a big deal because it took us so much time to get to this point. Initially, and even right now, it's not perfect, like I said, because it detects a lot of benign cancers or calcifications when we are doing it, and it increases the cost to the system, all those things. So the high risk is what they are focusing right now on. So those cancers we can detect. And mind you, in lung cancer, 85% of these cancers are from smoking. 15% are not. So those ones we are still not able to get early because we don't know. We don't have a pointer in that direction even
right.
For those guys.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And that's one of the things, too, is that when we come back, is so much money is being put into different types of cancer research, mm-hmm. but lung cancer is lagging, even though it kills more people.
See, that's
Let's
us.
Talk about that when we get back.
That's us.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't mess around with your safety. He doesn't mess around with your time. Either he can fix it or he doesn't. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you that, and he'll send you to to have your windshield repaired or replaced by somebody he trusts, whether it's a chip or a crack, over 24 inches in length. That's Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or head on down to 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back. 8:15 in the morning here, and it's a whopping 45, and it's rainy out there.
That's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the dancing studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:20 in the morning, 45 degrees and raining out there. Hooray for rain, you know? And it looks like we're going to maybe get it some more Sunday and maybe some more next week. We vitally need rain. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. This is our hometown bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but I will let you know is that they are helping their customers move their dreams forward. Two locations in town at 1845 California Street and the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. It is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. We're talking about lung cancer. Mm-hmm. It kills more people each year than any other type of cancer. And it is, and when we left, I said, I understand that, you know, there's so much money donated to try to help, you know, cure different cancers. But lung cancer isn't one of the top donations. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct, Carl. For research going on for lung cancer and the money donated or money invested is definitely much less. And like I said, it's us. It's public perception and blame that we put on the patients of lung cancer. You know, they smoked, they caused it themselves, and that's it. So there is not as much as for comparison. Breast cancer is much less mortality and fortunately much less because of so much research that has gone into it too. Mm-hmm. And if we did the same thing to lung cancer, it would be so much better. We would have much better results too. But it's just how these things get started and how much money goes where. This is one of those things.
Yeah, because people think, well, they bring it on themselves, but yeah. there's millions out
there. There is more to it then.
There's and more to it than
there that. Are 15% patients who actually have cancer who have never smoked in their life. And the other thing is almost 50% of the patients who get detected with lung cancer, they are non-smoker at the time they are detected.
Oh.
So that's a big number, and that's what people I think need to know, that this is, they have quit long back and still they end up getting it because this is chronic damage that has happened to the lungs before, and these mutations or alterations that happen causing cancer happen later. So it's not that the patient or the person who has it is not taking care of themselves.
Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, one of course the smoking, but the exposure to secondhand smoke, these are the risk factors for lung cancer, including if you don't smoke secondhand. But another one, there's PowerPoints here. Previous radiation therapy. If you've undergone radiation therapy to the chest for another type of cancer, you may have increased risk of developing lung cancer. The other one is exposure to radon.
That's correct.
Gas. Radon is produced by the natural breakdown of uranium in soil, rock, and water that eventually becomes part of the air you breathe. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how you test for that. Unsafe levels of, is it radon or radon?
It's radon, and there are ways to check.
You have a detector in your house.
There. Yeah, no. You have detectors there. In fact, when we were living on East Coast, it's like all the houses which were being sold, they would check it before they were being sold, radon levels. I think it happens here,
you
too.
Have to have you a have radon to have detector, a detector in the house,
and
honey,
levels
which we
on
do.
It. Oh, okay. I wasn't. I guess that's something I, you know, accumulate. That can accumulate in any building, mm-hmm. including your home. Exposure to asbestos and other carcinogens, workplace mm-hmm. exposures to asbestos and other substances right. known to cause cancer, such as arsenic, chromium, and nickel,
right.
Can increase your risk of developing lung cancer, especially if you're a smoker, okay? And then, of course, family history of lung cancer.
That's right. So all these things come into play, and that's why it's good to be aware and good to be educated about it for all of us, whether we smoke or we don't smoke. It's a good strategy to do that for all of us.
All right. So, of course, the prevention is stop smoking, don't smoke, avoid secondhand smoke, test your home for, what is it called?
Radon.
Radon. Like Raygon. And avoid carcinogens at work. Eat a diet full of fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful because...
fruits and vegetables are wonderful.
Vitamins and nutrients. Yeah. And exercise most days of the week. Mm-hmm. Those are things to help avoid.
But that would be probably any cancer.
Any right? cancer. That mm-hmm. goes for any cancer. In general, it's good for us because they help capture free radicals and other damaging toxins that are existing in the body from living. Mm-hmm. From our living, and so it is good for any kind of cancer.
Now, you used to see pictures of lungs while people are smoking, and then lungs after they stop smoking, and the lungs after they stop smoking are looking bright and healthy and pink and, you know, party type, and that's not true, is it?
It's not true, actually. What happens is once it's damaged because of the chronic smoking, lungs never go back to the normal state without smoking. So there is some residual damage that exists and that stays on, but it certainly gets better. You know, it gives a breathing room to our lungs, actually, tissues. Uh-huh. So they do improve, but not to the same level we would have wanted them to go back to.
Right, but they do improve, but don't think that it goes back to, like, no, before doesn't. You start smoking. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked in here, did you say that 50% of the people that have been diagnosed with lung cancer were smokers but aren't smokers anymore?
At the time of their detection, almost, yeah, these are statistics. At the time of detection, almost 15% of the people are not smoking. Even then they get cancer.
50%?
Yeah.
Because they've already introduced it into their
Yeah,
lungs.
Because they smoked in past, but at the moment they were not smoking.
The is there a okay? We've talked about how it's difficult to diagnose, and but we were talking during the break about PEP scans, and I don't even know what PEP stands for.
PET scan is it's
a PET scan.
PET
yeah.
scan. Basically, it's a positron emission technology that we use. So it's a short acronym is the PET scan. And what they do is they give you a special glucose molecule that's injected. Mm-hmm. And then all over your body, it flows with your blood, and your tissues take it up. When the tissues are using it, metabolizing it, there is a light that is released and which is captured after 45 minutes of the scan is done, the whole body scan is done.
Mm-hmm.
Our body tissues, normal tissues, have a different rate of using that glucose, and whereas cancer tissue, because it's highly metabolic, it uses more. So they measure this intensity of light that is being emitted, and that's measured in terms of SUV, the units. And higher the units, more chances it's going to be cancer. Lower the units, so they have a number. So if it is less than 5, it's usually within the body's normal metabolic limits. Between and 5 and 7, it's a gray zone. More than 7, chances are it is going to be cancer. But you have to keep in mind that sometimes our inflammation in the body or any injury or that can cause infections, that can cause the SUV to be going up. So you have to keep that perspective when we are interpreting these PET scans.
So if it's a cancer, because that it uses more of it and it's in the lungs, and you can narrow it down to where it's being being used more.
That's right.
So that would give you an indication that there is. But then you still have to do a biopsy.
That's correct. Yeah.
And if it's not, you should be going on to a regular PET scan yearly or.
We can't do PET scan. It's very expensive. So cost-wise, they can't do yearly PET scans for screening. So it's not used for screening or it's not approved for screening at this time. But we are able to use PET scans when we are trying to stage a cancer or trying to see where else the cancer is present other than where we biopsied it. Because that helps us. We don't have to biopsy all the sites, and we can, by the SUV levels, we can say, okay, this most likely this is also cancer, this is also cancer going from the same primary source.
Okay, here's a good question. As a kid, I was exposed to secondhand smoke from both my parents. I never took up smoking when I became an adult. Am I still at risk for lung cancer? I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, usually it takes about, I think it's 15 years. Your risk comes down from, if you stop smoking today, your risk comes down to the level of the person at your age. Yeah.
He was around his parents.
Yeah. Right now, that past risk, if he has more than 15 years of gap, that would be mitigated. That would be the risk
factor. So if you were around them and you haven't smoked since then, then your chances just went way down.
Right. It went way down. That's why the smoking cessation is useful, even if, it's been past experience. It helps you as you go forward.
There's one guest that had cancer, when they found it with a PET scan, he says he gets a PET scan every 6 months. So yeah. I'm sure that, because he's had it before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, they're still open, my friends. They're doing it by appointments. They've got both those chairs filled all the time. Give them a call at 244-9478. Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody is using disposable drapes. Everything's being sanitized. So you don't have to worry about catching anything in there except a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dimnuka, 8:31 in the morning, 45 degrees, and rain today. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2.
We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, and rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And during the month of November, Shasta Gas Propane, they already are giving discounts to seniors and veterans. They're going to give an additional discount to all veterans during the month of November. 365-3793, Friday the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosciani Arms. 2539 Larkspur opened up 10 years ago, about the same time we did, and this is the only place I buy guns at, is Bosciani Arms. He's our firearms dealer of choice. They, during COVID, they are working also, you know, if you give them a call at 222-8222, they're more than happy to show you everything that they have in there, and guns and ammo and all that. It's Bosciani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. All right. Linda and I are here with Dr. Pamela DeNuca, one of our favorite people, because we usually we see her on the more social side. But, you know, and frankly, you're the last person I want to see if it was, you know, medically. All right. But you come in several times a year talking about different types of cancers. You know, last month with breast cancer awareness. And breast cancer, there's been so many strides in that in being able to detect it early. And the survivor rate is, what, 90-something percent?
Actually, right now, breast cancer is our poster child. We always talk about it. The mortality is so much lower, and over the years, we have gained so much improvement on it. So that's the best we have out there in that.
Okay.
People live, even after stage four, people can live up to almost 10 years.
Wow.
With the repeated medicines that we have right now.
Well, and then the other is cervical cancer, if that's detected early?
Yeah, it's not as good as the breast cancer, but of course, every cancer, if we can detect it early, we can do better and save lives.
And, of course, colon cancer.
Colonoscopies, yep.
If you don't get a colonoscopy after the age of 50, you're being dummy. You're a dummy. And I saw the other day, you know, some famous rock star, 60 years old, died of colon cancer. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why? I mean, this is something that is, a colonoscopy will save your life.
That's right.
It just does. It will save your life. Now, lung cancer, what we're talking about is harder because the symptoms don't start showing up until later, and we don't have real good ways or an easy way of detecting it like we do with breast cancer and colon cancer and cervical cancer.
That's correct.
Is there, what are they working on that helps to fight this?
Like we talked about screening, we are doing spiral screenings, mm-hmm. Spiral CT screenings, low-dose CT screenings. Those are helpful because, again, remember, if we do the CAT scans, we are putting some kind of, some small dose of, even with X-rays or CT scans, we are giving some small dose of radiation there,
right.
Which we want to avoid because these screenings have to be done repeatedly and it all adds up. So that's why it's been difficult in lung cancer too. So these low-dose CT scans are helpful, and they're doing it more frequently for on the high-risk patients. That's one thing. There are other thing is, of course, quitting we talked about. The third thing is there are newer blood tests coming up, which they haven't used commercially for screening purposes or detection purposes, but we do use in situations when sometimes we are not able to find the primary source or we don't have enough tissue for biopsy. Sometimes we know it's a cancer, but so sometimes those are helpful. That's called liquid biopsy. Those are being used and they are being looked into for this purpose, but we are not there yet on that.
You said one time that the types of the way we treat it, it's one way is detection, but then the way we treat it, you say that there's been some advances maybe in having your own body system fighting
immunotherapies. Yes. So usually, traditionally, we have there are only three things we can do to a cancer, right? Surgery, radiation, or chemo. Chemo, I mean all kind of chemicals or medicines that we give to take down the cancer or kill the cancer. Nowadays, there is a new field of medicine that has come up in last 5-7 years, and that's called immunotherapy. What it means is in our body, we have normal immune surveillance in our bodies. All of us have it. That's how we, because our bodies makes mistakes, mutations happen that lead to cancer. And these mutations are detected early by our own body's surveillance system and got the cells which have them, they are taken down and got rid early on before they develop to the state of having a visible cancer developed. But what happens is when cancer is progressing, they are able to recruit these same immune systems to their advantage, and they're hidden from our immune systems. So they are not able to get caught, and that's how they are able to progress further.
They're stealth cells.
Yeah, that's you would actually be able to appreciate it. They're hiding away in the same. So what happens is nowadays there are newer medications, targets that they are able to give, and it exposes those cells back to our immune system again, so our own body's immune system can go after them and kill them.
Okay, so what it does is it instead of hiding it, it reveals them.
Right.
And then our system, which is so magnificent,
right,
can turn on it and then go after it.
Go after
That's
it.
Great.
So this boosts your own system to go after it, but these are different group of medications that are available. Of course, they are the latest ones and they are expensive and all that stuff, but they do definitely better job than the traditional chemotherapy in terms of having less toxicity. As they have different set of toxicity, but less traditional toxicity that we consider chemotoxicity.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. DeNuca?
I sure do. Good morning, everyone. And I appreciate their family completely. Her husband, Paul, he's a gem as well. My question is, because it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a lot of, controversy about the masks and the exemptions, I'm hearing that people that would maybe have lung cancer issues or, you know, their COPD or other severe asthma, things like that, that some of these stores are not going to honor the ADA or the medical condition exemption. And I'm just wondering if you have an opinion about that, because I'm hearing Costco's going a little bit more strict. I know Sprouts had an issue a couple months back. And it's just, I don't know what to tell people other than I remember one time they were asking if you're vulnerable, that they were going to propose special shopping hours so that everyone that needs to be mask-free, whether they're having panic attacks in them or physical medical reasons, that they're going to try that. I've not heard that come up anymore. I'm not hearing of special shopping hours. I'm just seeing the big signs, stop, mask or
so the question throat. Is if people have had lung cancer and they have problems breathing and things like this, does the mask hinder that? Thanks, Lori.
This is an important question, especially here in our community. Yeah. I know it's been going on and it's taken a political face also before. But the question is, if somebody has medical condition and they cannot technically put masks on, should they be allowed? I think if they can't do it, I mean, we can't force people. This is not something, but it's just better for them and for other people to do it. If they can't do it and it causes them psychological or physical problem, they have to be exempted, right?
Right.
Second part to it, whether people who have this the COVID.
Yeah.
See, my daughter, she's doing a lot of research work on this COVID thing. So we were talking to her. So
and she's is this the doctor one?
No, this is the younger one.
Oh, she's, the younger one. Okay.
Yeah. So she's participating and she's doing currently coding and different state rules in different states mm-hmm. and countries about COVID. So we were just chatting about it. So what is happening is, that's my interpretation, okay? What's happening is, we know the problem is there, COVID is there. We know the breathing, lungs are the susceptible organ there, and we want everybody to be safe, right? But there are multitude of things which we can do to save it. Mask has become a headline, prototype. It seems like it's the only thing that is helping. That's not true. It is just one aspect of it. It is one thing that is going to help. It's not everything. So we should not put too much focus on just that and ignore everything else and not do the things that are necessary and needed for that. So I think that's where the whole problem is. Mask. We are making it like it's everything.
Yeah, if you don't mask, you're going to get it or you're going to give it to somebody. But they forget the rest of the things in
yeah,
there, like
that needs
well,
there
washing are, your hands.
But there are stores, like
out.
For instance, I think
Costco.
If I'm, yeah, it just came out that even if you have a health condition, that you must wear. I think that's probably one of the reasons that Lori called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm not,
I
if I just jump
right.
in here, is because if it's going to be mandatory, even if you have problems breathing,
yeah.
how is that going to?
It's not going to help the patient or anybody else because the person who we are mandating. I think first of all, it should not be mandated in the sense of mandated. Like you know, it doesn't get carried. People don't take it as well. It's not a good way of executing policies.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, this mandate thing, this word should go away.
Yeah, it's, we're as we should be. I mean, we need to be, have you know, power is knowledge, but there is such a fear.
It's, yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's very hard to even look at the headlines because it's looming again. It's like this wave again, a tsunami.
Yeah.
And you're like afraid to leave the house.
See, I think we all need to gather together and work against it, but we should not be unnecessarily hurting each other and dividing our forces amongst ourselves by making this, how we are executing it, you know? We are human beings. Nobody likes being told you do this, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the orders, the way it is presented, the orders that I think is a problem.
But if you explain to people
if you explain to them,
is a way that we as working together can do this, then people will, okay, all right.
People would help each other. And if they think they are a big team, they are going to watch for each other.
Yeah.
They are going to save each other. Why don't we look at that aspect of trying to do our prevention rather than executing it from the top?
Okay. We got to take a break right now. And we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. And I've got another question here quickly. When are people supposed to start taking colonoscopies or start having them?
As of now, it's 50 years.
50
anybody
years
above 50, but the new American Gastric Society's guidelines are coming down to 45.
Really?
Pretty soon.
So if you're 50 out there, and if you haven't had a colonoscopy, give Paul Dhanuka a call. This is where we go. and we trust our butts with him. And the and Linda actually had her first colonoscopy down at Dr. Danuka's surgical place there, and she did it on the air. Now, you're saying, how did she do it on the air? Well, it was simple. She called in before, and then after she came out of it, she called in again.
Right.
And it was amazingly painless, quick, and got her a full
My joke for the day is, just to make it cheerful, is, see, colonoscopy, we can check it inside and outside. So,
inside
and
out.
Check your insides.
There you go.
Beautiful insights you have.
That's right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. 8:48 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there, and it's raining. We'll be right back.
Thumb stuck out as I go. I'm just traveling up the road. Maps don't do much for me, friend. I follow the weather and the wind. I'm hitchhiking all day long.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Yeah. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading Rancheria, we are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our Friday edition. Here we're live. It's the 13th, and 8:53 in the morning. Our temperature today is all rain. Just prepare for that as you go outside this morning. Make it a great day. Our highs were going to be 49, and our overnight lows 36. Saturday, tomorrow, calls for partly sunny, then slight chance of showers with our highs of 54 and overnight lows of 44. And Sunday, chance of showers again with our highs of 88 and overnight lows of 45. That's the weekend forecast. And we are here with one of our favorite people, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. And welcome back. We're talking about lung cancer. It is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. The chat pack has been on fire this morning.
they're asking some pretty intimate questions.
That's all right.
They're like, did you take the pill or drink the liquid? I didn't even know they had a pill. They have a pill now?
There is. They're for the colonoscopy, right?
Yeah.
They do have some tablets that they can do. It's not as effective as the liquid one.
You know what? I've taken little bottles of like red peppermint seltzer that worked just wonderful, and then I've drank the half a gallon of the stuff. It tastes kind of like lemon. I've used that, and frankly, they all work pretty darn good. You don't want to make plans that night. Now, one of the things we talked about during the break was it's difficult, even though that we've done so well and everything. It's an incremental battle against cancers, the different cancers. Each cancer is like a separate little monster. It's not like you could say, okay, we've got the silver bullet that will take out all of these cancers in the lungs, because each one reacts differently in your body, just as we are individuals.
Right.
And that's little monsters, just think of that. Little monsters that you need a belt-fed weapon to take it out. You can't just hit it with one shot.
Right. And that's what the research we are doing is to – the current understanding is that we may have to go – there are different pathways, different mechanisms, different cancers utilized to grow themselves, to progress, and multiply. So the – current thought process is that we may have to go after in each one of them differently in different cancers,
mm-hmm.
depending on which one is more predominant. But combination treatments seem to be the way going forward because of that reason, because there's not one single pathway. There's not one single silver bullet that can handle everything.
We've known people that have had like upper colon cancer, but then it's gone into their liver and their kidneys. But how does it spread like that? I mean,
so
when they call it metastasizing.
So cancer is microscopic disease.
Right.
When we see cancer visibly, there are already millions of cancer cells clumped together.
Okay.
So we have to keep that in mind when we are treating it. So when we do surgery or we do radiation, we are eradicating the visible cancer disease, okay? So we are bringing down the levels of the microscopic cells to where we cannot see it. What still is happening at the microscopic level is the cancer cells are floating in the blood all over our body.
Okay.
Because blood goes to every cell of our body, right? So cancer cells being more fragile, more easy to fall off, and they are carried along with the blood and they travel everywhere. So the main crux of actually cure is this microscopic cells that we have to go after. And that's what the chemotherapies go after. That's what these newer immunotherapies are going after. Targeted therapies are doing the same thing, going after those microscopic. So the whole point is to go after those microscopic cells traveling in the blood. And what happens is if they find some place where they can seed themselves, they start collecting together
in a new place.
And in that place, and that's what we call metastasis.
Okay.
So from invisible, it becomes visible. And then we say, okay, this is spread to that part.
And then then you just have to keep chasing it.
Right.
But sometimes it spreads too fast.
Sometimes it spreads too fast, and sometimes it's not responding to what we are doing. So mm-hmm. there can be many reasons, but and we have limited resources too. to go after these cells too.
Okay. Dr. Pamela Danuka, thank you so much for being with us
today. Informative. And
guys, you know, every time
you
come on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no.
It's a pleasure.
Well, you know what? It's you two have done so much for our community, you and Paul, done so much for our community in so many ways. In fact, the Lung Affair, we're running a spot right now for the Lung Affair where you can donate for this, and all the money that comes in through the Lung Affair stays right here in Redding and helps people.
We actually, for Lung Affair, what we have been doing for the last 10 years is we send our educator from our base cancer center, Lung Affair, who goes to county schools, different county schools, and educates the middle school and the high school kids about smoking and damages that it can do for them for the rest of their lives. And now we've added vaping to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the educationist goes and educates. And because this money comes, our school systems cannot do it. We don't pay for those. All these education activities.
You pay for those.
We pay for
the
and the money that comes in, that is spent on these activities for raising awareness in the community during the month of November, which we do a mega event. But rest of the year, we do education activities in the school, all county schools, 14 county schools of Redding area.
Thank you so much for what you all do. And
amazing.
And you know what? It would really be nice if we didn't have to do this, right? If it was wiped out, but it's not going to be. So we love having you on, even if it's a kind of a touchy topic.